Foster's Mill.
Good to see everybody, make sure you get your name on that.
Where does it go?
I entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes of the February 3rd meeting.
I have a
Correction?
Corrections on page three. Five or six lines up. It should be a slash part instead of a slash part.
Any other additions, corrections? Entertain a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
Motion by Cole.
Second.
Second by Dan. Rick?
I was not here.
That's an abstain. Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for the approval of the delinquent shut-off.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for the approval of the claims.
I'll make a motion for approval of claims.
Motion by Cole.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Passes. But presentations and petitions and communications. Officer reports. Chief Collier, that's a written report.
Nothing further, what's in my report?
Any questions for Aaron?
Chief Uecker, just a couple of things. You're talking about the dog and finding a handler for that. It worries me that we did, I remember that we did a lot of fundraising to get that dog here in Columbus, and mm-hmm. a lot of people donated money to that.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like that would not be a good thing to not get a handler, since that was really pushed by the people of Columbus. So I just wanted to bring that up, that I do know that there were a lot of people that raised money, and we got a lot of funds from other people to get that dog in. And I know the situation is kind of up in the air, but just in looking at that, I think that we might get some upset people just because of the fact that...
Well, if we don't get a handler, there's absolutely nothing I can do about that. I mean, I'm not going to say that I don't want the dog, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to make somebody take that dog that doesn't want it, because it's a very expensive tool, and like I said, I don't think that something you should put on somebody who don't want it. So, I don't know what to say.
Anything else? Chief Uecker? Peyton, do you have any comments on your report?
Just a question I asked in there. I don't know, Dennis, I guess I didn't refer to you in years past, if you guys have ever done anything as far as the snow removal. I know, you know, some of our piles are getting pretty hot there, and I've gotten one back today, just kind of a roundabout that pretty much put it as an hourly to remove the snow, but if we were going to do something, I might look at putting it as a not to exceed kind of, kind of like we did with the tree trimming. Is that anything councilmen are interested in?
Yeah, you're cutting out.
I'm all for snow removal. We've done that several times in the past, Peyton, especially during these kind of situations, and I think also the last time we did it, we were, unless something's changed, we were able to use gas tax funds for that. I think Kish had looked into that the last time we did it, and we were able to use that. So, yeah, I mean, we've done it many times, actually. So, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
Put together.
Yeah, you had said that there are some places where there's only single-lane traffic coming down Fourth right there in front of the courthouse. It's down to pretty much a single lane, and there's quite a few places in town that you kind of have to stop and wait for people because you can't get two vehicles through because there's a lot of snow out there.
Yes, sir. All right. I will have something for you here at the next meeting.
Anything else? Ryan, do you have anything?
Sorry, I didn't get a written report done other than just dealing with typical daily criminal stuff that is resolved. And help out the airport. They got a professional service agreement that they're going to be looking at getting done for their heater installs. So I helped them put that agreement together. Should be coming for you folks at the commission soon. And been helping them with some preliminary research. The interest of creating an airport authority has come back up, and so I went them in the right direction where they can look to have something to present to council and commission if there's interest in making that transition down the road. Other than that, nothing out of the ordinary to report.
Questions for Ryan? Sheree?
Nothing further than what's in the report.
Budget session. Budget's coming up. Yeah, it'd be really good to have like a department's work session.
Somewhere. Yeah, what we'll do is the departments will all meet and we'll kind of already get the numbers that we want. And then I would like to get together instead of during a council meeting, if you guys would like, do work sessions instead of having to have our council meetings long talking about that kind of stuff or feeling pushed and rushed to have to talk about it. So that's why I wanted to see how you wanted to work that this year.
I like that idea.
So think about when you want to have a work session, too. You want to have it on the night of council meeting
or a different night.
Okay.
I know I was looking at that too, about like to have it before that specific budget item came up, have that one before
a week
the
before.
City council, a week before whatever, but so we knew more about it going into that one. So.
What if I send you guys like a poll, like an email that kind of will, you guys can respond to it on what would work best for you guys? Maybe that might work.
Next item is public comment on current agenda items. I'm just assuming that members of the public here have an item they would like to comment on, and this would be the time for you to do that.
I'm Pim Brower. I was the pool co-manager last year, or last season. And I understand you guys are deciding on pool boiler. This meeting. So I'd just like to give you my input on how important I think the pool is for our community during the summer. I know it's hard to think about summer right now. last year, I mean, we had over 50 different kids in swim lessons. There were multiple daycares that showed up regularly. It was something for them to go do. I think we had over 500 unique people come and swim, and it's a safe place for parents to drop off their kids, let them have fun with their friends while we, our lifeguards, watch over them. So I think it's very important that we do keep it around, and we've seen that around here, like Laurel, they closed their pool for one season, and then it was closed for forever. So I think that we want to avoid that. That's what I have to say.
Thanks.
Thanks, Payne. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Other agenda items?
I have to say again, too, how important I think the pool is. When you see the number of people that use it, from the little toddlers through the old people like my age, and then you go by a splash park, and you'll see them basically from 4 years old through six or seven, because the older kids and the adults are not going to go play in the sprinklers. And I think we do have a problem with the pool, and what I wanted to see is not to, you know, just reading in the paper that there is a possibility that it might close, that we not close at least this year, but start right now looking into those solutions, you know, talking to Red Lodge, just put a pool in, Absorkey put one in within the last few years. There's a family in town that put an in-ground pool in. Go to some of these resources and see what it's going to take. And then come back to the public, and I think there's fundraisings, there's GoFundMe things that some of the people in the community would take part in. But do it ahead of time, because if we close it, then it's probably done. I just would like to see, you know, some proactive work to see what we can do while it's still open and running. And then if we did have to close it, we know exactly, okay, this person is coming in to do this and whatever. And I'm sure Billings would help too. They have to have leak problems and issues also. So, but thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
We have been looking at what some options might be. The research director has been talking to. There's not a lot of firms that do pool repair. There's one that's coming through from, I think, Arizona. It's got a job in Bozeman this spring. And we're going to try to talk to them about some of the repairs that need to be done. They are extensive. And that's why we're having this meeting, is to gauge what the public thinks about the importance of the pool to the community. So is there any other public comment?
I'd just like to say, you know, I am in support of having, everything is very important. It's important to have a place for our kids to go. Columbus lacks that very much at this point. I mean, anything that gets kids out of the house, off their phone, doing something, you know, is a great thing. You know, it's healthy for our community. It's healthy for our young people that work there, that interact with these kids, and, you know, teach them swim lessons. Swim lessons, that's a life skill. We live in an area, there's two rivers right here. If they're not swimming in the pool, they're going to be in the river, and we're going to be having problems. You know, if they know how to swim, that's a great thing. I was a lifeguard all through high school, and, you know, one of the things I enjoyed the most was teaching swimming lessons. And, I mean, you know, think back, and you change some of those kids' lives. It gives them confidence. It, you know, it really does something for them. And, you know, young people in our community, old people in our community, everybody in between needs a place they can go. I know aerobics last year was very popular, and I mean, it's just, it's a good thing. You know, if we can work on fundraising, whatever, you know, I'm sure there's got to be more resources available. So that's just my thoughts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
Any other public comment on current agenda? Peyton, do you have anything to add that you might know that's you and I last talked?
No, I have not heard back from the contractor was out of Boise, and they were the one, like you said, they worked on the Red Lodge renovation and pool, of course.
Carly.
Fundraising, that was a complete renovation for $1.8 million, so that's hopefully way over what we're looking at, but I know Sheree and I have struggled to try to find people that can come in to give us some numbers for you guys, so we'll just keep trying.
Peyton, on the boiler system, is it completely not going to be functional next year, or is it just, I know it's not as efficient as these two quotes are, but is it able to get through next season, and then we can take that money and put that towards the piping fixture?
From what I understood, and I can check with Olaf again, but I believe it was pretty shot.
Yeah, there's a leak inside of it, isn't there, Peyton?
Yeah.
Is it a cast iron sectional?
No, it was a 1996 model. I think it's probably, you could probably buy some internal parts for it, but by the time you do that, it's probably just as much. But we're on, it's on the agenda here.
Yep, it's coming right up. Any other comments on the current agenda? No committee reports. First item on finished business is approval of purchase of boiler for the pool. Three options.
Can I ask a question? Where's option two, the 31,000? Where's that at? I see the one up for option one, the invoice for it, but where's option two?
Dave, can you help us on that?
Yeah, he was unable to get that sent off to me. He was not available by his office where he could get it to me to put it on there, so I just wanted to make sure that we had the correct number, and he was satisfied with that number, and that's all I could get to Sheree in time to get to you guys. But that is...
Is this the one? Is it
boiler that you guys saw back previously in the report.
Okay. Yeah, I've got your old report, and I got... There was two options back then. It was one was 53 and one was 25. So the 25 one is 31 now?
With the labor and the pipe work that has to be done, yeah.
And what's the difference, Dennis? I don't have my papers.
I think it's the efficiency. Is the thing.
Is that the major thing?
That's the huge thing, according to the difference in price, which is $28,000 more for, back at that time, it's about $28,000 more for a 97% compared to 85, but we're only open 2.5 months.
I know, that's the thing.
20% of your bill.
Yeah, that's it.
It's going to lower your heating cost 20% from the moment you put it in. The other one's not so efficient. So
for 2.5 months.
20% is just going out the
stack. Take quite a while to pay that off.
Yeah.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we...
Can we discuss this?
Sure.
You have to motion first. And then
we also have the leak situation. Maybe that's not on the agenda, but I sure wish it would have been at some point.
That's what I was thinking, too. Is it?
I mean, it's almost like deja vu from last year. We had a deal in the paper that said we don't have a manager, and the council hasn't decided that yet. And it wasn't even on council's agenda last year. So I got calls from people that said, there's an article in the paper. What's going on? I said, what? I didn't even read it. We didn't know anything about it here. And here we are again, deja vu.
Ryan.
It's the same thing that's happening.
Yeah. I have a quick question.
I went to Dr. Vestbox after Monday meeting last 2 weeks ago. And he said his kid received a text or an email that says, the pool may not be open. The council cannot make a decision.
It wasn't even
on the agenda. How do we look when that happens? Huh, Webb? How do we look as a council? I want the pool to be open, even if we have a leak this year. I want a new boiler, the $31,000 one. And I want to start planning right now how to fix that leak in the fall. That's where I'm sitting.
And so I think that the pool needs to be open. I don't know about this leak. You said that it's about shot, but does that mean that we can't keep it going for this year and then work on getting a new boiler for it and getting the pipe worked in September?
I can get a breakdown from Olaf of everything that's wrong with it. Like I say, when I started here in June, this was dropped on my doorstep. It wasn't necessarily my priority, but finding out that pretty much I needed a new boiler, that's what I got from Paul, who's over there all the time trying to make the thing work. And then we come to find out we've got major leak issues. So I put that out there. That's why I brought it up months ago as far as the boiler needs to be replaced before any of this other talk I started about whether we're opening or closing, just that it needed a new boiler. But I can get a breakdown for Olaf and have him put everything that's wrong with it and how much and if he can even get parts to fix it, that would be. And I can bring that to you, and then you can look at that there, and we can go from there.
Okay, so I have a question. If you find that this boiler is non-fixable, how long would it take to take one of these options that we choose to put it in? I mean, the people want the pool open. Well, I think we understand that. So we have to make a decision, and I don't know if the boiler is good enough to last the year, then okay. But if it isn't, how long does it take us to get this other option in there? Will it be in there for this year? Because that's what the people want.
The lead times were not that long for that boiler, either one of them.
I think we're going to need that boiler no matter what, right?
What's that?
We're going to need that
boiler. Yes, we are going to need that boiler.
The sooner we order it, the better, I think.
Okay.
And the leak, you know, Peyton, I can talk with you a little bit about that, but that piping was put in 40 years ago, so it's lasted a long time. That boiler was 30 years ago. Lots of money. We got lots of use out of that. I think even Drea's here. She was a lifeguard. And Pam and Drea were here. They were lifeguards in the 80s, and they helped put that pipe in. We had a plumber that put that in. I don't know why we can't come up with some kind of a situation where it doesn't have to be a pool company. It's pipe. It's PVC pipe. Maybe we can get with Thompson Pool and they can help us. I mean, Watco Pool was the guy that helped us. He just came up and said, here's what you need to do, and the plumbers did it. I don't know why we can't bust up some concrete, get some gravel out of there, and put some new pipe in. Yes, I don't understand why we need a pool company from Idaho. You know, no, we get people to do it. Yeah.
Is it a high pressure boiler?
No.
No, oh, no. A low pressure boiler.
Low pressure.
Yes, okay. It's hot water. It's under.
Has it ever been refluid?
Or is that what you're talking about? I think it's actual pipe water leak.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'd like to make a motion that we get the boiler ordered, option number 2, for $31,500.
There's a motion on the floor to...
I'll second it.
To purchase the boiler for $31,500, motion by Dan, second by Bob, and then Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Is there any questions? Any new business? Yeah. Request for approval of a special use permit for the fixture in the park on July 21, 2025, for the park. Can I send a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by
Rick. I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
It's a real positive thing. They get great crowds for
Even when the weather's not real good.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Colt?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Motion's happened. Next item under new business is approval of the closeout for the T-Hanger grant approval forms SF 271 and SF 425. Closeout of the grant. Closeout of the grant for the T-Hanger project. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Jim.
I'll second it.
Second by Colt. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Colt?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Any comments not on the agenda?
I have one. When we were talking about, when I got these phone calls and such about the swimming pool, of course, obviously you can see that swimming pools cost money, and they always will. And that's one of the prices we have to pay if we want to keep our kids from going down to the river and whatever they do. So I went to artificial intelligence because I don't really have much of my own. And I located some grants that we could look into. One is called a Community Development Block Grant, and the other is the Urban Parks and Recreation Recovery Program. So those are two things for grants. Then the second thing was for, it's called crowdfunding, where they use platforms like Patrona City and Kickstarter to raise funds from the community. Then the third one is a public-private partnerships. Partner with local businesses or corporations for sponsorship in exchange for advertising or whatever. Then there's other fundraising events like swimathons, bake sales, so on. Then number five is local government support, which is us. And number six is nonprofit organizations, where you talk to people that are nonprofit for assistance. So those are six items that we could look into that might help us with our swimming pool problems. And like Kathy Grotbo said, we need to start this as soon as possible we need to start this. So we need to get someone in the community or somewhere to head this thing, to start us, somebody that can get us going. And I don't know if it does it have to be tied to the city? I don't know. Does it?
Unless you want to deed the pool to somebody.
Some of the grants are required that you have would have to be for city, but not most of them are not.
The pool belongs to the city.
Yeah.
Whatever would be done with
somebody could raise funds, give it to the city.
Right.
I those are just some ideas.
Kind of like the trade.
Artificial intelligence gave me.
Right. It's not too complicated.
See, it'll do other things and let kids cheat.
Any other comments not on the agenda? Any motion to adjourn?
I will make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Dennis. All in favor say aye.
Aye. If I'm cold, I stay home.
Yeah.
It sounds
much more close to CES Canada. Yeah, it was great. It was great. That did a lot for hockey. Did you see the? I saw the video today.
Okay.
Is this leak?
Oh, no, the pipe, the pool got, the pool liner got fixed a few years ago.